All right, guys, there seems to be some common issues today that I saw when people were working on 2.6. So I want to go over a few of those issues before the quiz for tomorrow. And the issue seems to be when we are simplifying with exponents, we're struggling to know when we can and when we shouldn't combine those exponents. And this all comes down to addition and multiplication. When we are adding exponents or adding like terms, you combine the coefficient or that number before it, not the variable. So if I have 3y plus 5y, I now have 8y. If I was going to multiply 3y times 5y, I multiply the coefficients and get 15, and then I multiply the variables and get y squared. Okay? Likewise, if I'm adding x squared plus x squared, I now have 2x squared. Where if I was multiplying x squared times x squared, I get x to the fourth. Along those same lines, we have to make sure that we are dealing with, ooh, that's a bad addition sign. Let's try that again. When it comes to adding and subtracting, or adding and multiplying, if I have x squared plus 2x, I cannot combine those. The exponents are not the same. If I have x squared times 2x, I can do that. That would be 2x to the third. So basically, when it comes to multiplication, everything is a go. You just have to make sure that you're increasing those exponents accordingly. When it comes to addition, it has to have the same exponent. And then when you add them, you're only changing the coefficient. Let's look at a sample problem together. Let's look at negative 3y plus y times the quantity y squared plus 1 minus y to the third. The first thing that I'm going to do here is the distributive property. I'm going to distribute out this plus y. I'm going to bring down this 3y because I'm not ready for it. So y times y squared is y to the third power. Y times 1 is just 1y. And I'm going to bring this guy down. Now I'm looking for like terms to simplify. Here I have a y to the third and a y to the third. And I'm really noticing that this is a minus sign. So y to the third minus y to the third, that cancels itself right out. So now I have negative 3y plus a y. I can add these together because they have the same variable. And that will give me negative 2y for an answer. Again, you have to make sure that the variable is the same and the variable doesn't change. We'll do one last one together. We're going to do 4 minus 3 times the quantity 2y minus 8 minus 2y. I'm going to be distributing a negative 3 here, so I've got to be really careful. So I'm going to have minus 6y plus 24 minus 2y. Looking for like terms, I've got a y and a y. Negative 6y minus 2y gives me negative 8y. And when I add my numbers together, I get 28. That could also be written as 28 minus 8y. Hopefully that helps you out to remember that when I have things like this, I'm going to take those like terms and I'm going to deal with adding the coefficients. So 1 plus negative 3 is negative 2. And when I have something like this, I'm going to multiply both the numbers and the variables to get m squared. Hope this helped you guys out.